Just by genetics?
Morning, Zoe. Got donuts.
Jeff Bridges, why are you still living above our garage?
Well, I dig the mattress, and I want to be in a T-Mobile commercial like you. Teach me, Sildana.
Oh, no, I'm not really prepared. I couldn't possibly. At T-Mobile, get the new iPhone 17 Pro on them. It's designed to be the most powerful iPhone yet and has the ultimate pro camera system.
Wow, impressive. Let me try. T-Mobile is the best place to get iPhone 17 Pro because they've got the best network.
Nice, Jeffrey.
You heard them. T-Mobile is the best place to get the new iPhone 17 Pro on us with eligible trade-in in any condition.
So, what are we having for lunch?
Dude, my work here is done.
For 24 monthly bill credits on experience beyond for well-qualified customers plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits ended, balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel. Finance agreement iPhone 17 Pro, 256 gigs, $1,099.99, and new line minimum $100 plus a month plan with auto pay plus taxes and fees required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 1H 2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The shutdown now in its fourth week, beginning to impact Americans who rely on key programs along with federal furloughed workers who are not getting paid. ABC's Selena Wang is at a food bank in Washington, D.C., where they're preparing for an influx.
Here in D.C., I spoke to the CEO of Capital Area Food Bank. They are preparing for a surge in demand as you not only have furloughed federal workers who are missing paychecks, you also have thousands of federal workers who have been fired. She says that starting this week, they're setting up additional food distributions specifically to help federal workers and contractors.
Today, Democrats holding a marathon speech on the floor against President Trump's policies led by Senator Jeff Merkley of Oregon. He's been talking since 6:24 p.m. last night. The U.S. military carrying out another airstrike, according to two U.S. officials, on an alleged drug cartel boat. It happened last night. One of the officials says it took place in the Pacific west of Central America. This is ABC News. The director of the Louvre Museum in Paris testified before French lawmakers today following Sunday's brazen heist of French royalty jewels. Lawrence Decars told lawmakers the outdated security system is partially to blame, including a lone camera that was facing the wrong way when the suspects swooped in. Here's ABC's Patrick Rivel.
She did say that she had offered her resignation after the heist, but France's culture minister has rejected that. Decars has said she also had been appalled by the level of security at the Louvre when she first arrived there back in 2021 and became director. And she said she'd made it her priority to fix it. And she said she had issued many warnings about it. She even described herself as a whistleblower.
Police are still searching for the suspects. Tropical storm Melissa strengthening and could become a hurricane with life-threatening conditions for parts of the Caribbean. Melissa, though, not expected to pose a direct threat to the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Your ambition just met its match with Robinhood. Trade stocks and ETFs, options, futures, and crypto all on one platform. Get started today at Robinhood.com/your money. Your money, your move. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal. Options, futures, and crypto trading carry significant risk and may not suit all investors. Securities offered through Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC. Futures trading is offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Crypto offered through Robinhood Crypto LLC, NMLS ID 1702840, not FDIC or SIPC protected. Portfolio management offered by Robinhood Strategies, an SEC registered advisor.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No, we'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on tap for your Wednesday and breezy northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour with highs topping out in the mid-40s. In the overnight, scattered clouds in upper 20s to near 30, mostly sunny Thursday near 50. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 46 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. An accused killer who was a person of interest in the 1995 death of Iowa news anchor Jody Huizentrout is now linked to the deaths of women in Wisconsin and Missouri. The Wood County DA says DNA has positively linked Chris Rivak to the death of 21-year-old Deidre Harm in Wisconsin Rapids in 2006. Rivak later committed suicide while awaiting trial in Missouri. A Dane County dog breeding facility gets more scrutiny from state regulators following an investigation by Fox 6 Milwaukee, which reported that Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds was selling beagle puppies at just 5 weeks old. And the State Department of Health Services urging Wisconsin families to test their homes and children for lead, as the number of lead poisoning incidents in kids continues to increase. Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's all he ever talked about, all he wanted to do. When he wasn't out somewhere gambling, he was doing it here at home, on his phone, his computer. Until that call to the Problem Gambling Helpline.
He kept calling in. Just didn't seem like himself. Now, he's one of the best workers I've got.
He was missing my games, my school stuff. Not anymore. I've got my dad back.
It's like he disappeared. He's my best friend, but he never had time for me anymore until he called the free Problem Gambling Helpline.
They call it the invisible addiction, but everyone can see it. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, help and hope are just a call, text, or click away. Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message brought to you by the Wisconsin Lottery.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News This Hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Advent Health of Durand, it's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. A Minnesota judge has ordered the Wabasha County Board of Commissioners to restore County Attorney Matthew Stinson's full salary. The ruling follows a nearly year-long battle between Stinson and the county board. In November of 2024, the Wabasha County Board of Commissioners cut Stinson's pay from $130,000 a year to $110,000. That decision violated state law, leading Stinson to file an appeal in December of 2024. A judge decided that the reason for the pay cut was a personal issue between Stinson and County Board Commissioner Donald Springer, and that this personal frustration led to, quote, arbitrary and capricious decisions made by the county board. The county board now must review Stinson's salary again, reinstating it to $130,000 a year, retroactive to November, when his salary was cut.
The search for a missing teenager is over. Eau Claire police had been asking for the public's help in locating a 17-year-old boy who had left his family home early Tuesday and had not been heard from by relatives or friends. Police say the teen has since been found safe. Charges are being filed against the driver involved this week in a deadly Taylor County vehicle crash. The accident happened at around 2 a.m. Monday on County Road C in the town of Rib Lake. Sheriff's deputies say that 49-year-old Stephen Kaplan was driving while intoxicated when his SUV overturned. A female passenger suffered fatal injuries. He is now being held on charges that include homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle. UW Extension will launch two interactive workshops, part of a brand new curriculum aimed at providing education and resources to farmers in rural communities. The workshops will focus on critical topics such as health care, health insurance, and child care. The workshops are taking place November 14th at the Dunn County Government Center. They start at 9:30. Now to register, visit the UW Extension website. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
The Durand, Arkansas School Board will be meeting tonight. The district will hold its budget hearing and annual meeting starting at 6 p.m. Then after the budget hearing, the monthly meeting will be held. Items on the monthly meeting agenda include approval of a library media specialist agreement with Mondovi, the consideration of the purchase of a compact tractor for snow removal, and reports from the district administration. Both meetings will be held at the boardroom at Durand, Arkansas High School. Eau Claire police are sharing videos from the night this summer when former Green Bay Packer quarterback Don Majkowski was involved in an incident at a local bar. According to reports, on August 29th, Majkowski got into a fight with a fellow customer and choked a bartender at Brothers Bar on Water Street. The video shows the former football star telling police the customer was jealous of him because his girlfriend wanted to meet him. Majkowski was cited for disorderly conduct and paid a fine. A veteran Olmsted County official is stepping down. Deputy County Administrator Pete Giesen is retiring on September 23rd after nearly five decades of community service in the county. He'll be replaced by Physical Development Division Administrator Tony Hill. Motorists are advised to be on the lookout for children this Saturday throughout downtown Durand, as the Durand Improvement Group will be holding its annual Trunk or Treat event in downtown. A Halloween party will be held at Memorial Park from noon until 3 p.m. Then the Trunk or Treat event will run from 3 to 5 p.m. in downtown Durand. Main Street will be closed on Saturday afternoon for the Trunk or Treats. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture does confirm a five-month-old colt in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern equine encephalitis. It's the state's first confirmed case of triple E in a horse this year. In 2024, the Department of Ag documented 10 cases in horses. Now, EEE and West Nile virus are not contagious between horses and do not pass directly between horses and humans. Mosquitoes carry the virus from affected birds, and the only route of transmission is from a mosquito bite. Horse owners are advised to make sure that their horses are up to date on their vaccinations. You're listening to WRDN News.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
The DEA is partnering with local health organizations and law enforcement agencies for this Saturday's National Prescription Drug Take Back Day. The event is an opportunity for Western Wisconsin residents and others around the country to safely drop off and dispose of expired and unneeded prescription medications. Drop-off locations are available in most communities. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
D.I. Linley, take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look like police.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little app does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insured.
Suarez switching to Spire Motorsports. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Eight drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For eight remaining drivers, what matters,
the playoffs, let's make it happen,
is the moment. Steeled focus on detail.
Lock in.
Driven by heart.
Let's get it done.
Steered by steady hands.
Metal, metal, metal.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Xfinity at Martinsville. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC and streaming on Peacock.
Daniel Suarez is making the switch to Spire Motorsports for the 2026 NASCAR Cup Series season. The 33-year-old from Monterrey, Mexico, a two-time winner in the Premier Division, will pilot the organization's number 7 Chevrolet ZL1. The 2016 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion has spent the last 5 of his 9 Cup seasons with Trackhouse Racing. In 321 Cup starts, Suarez has logged 3 poles, 2 wins, 24 top 5, and 75 top 10 finishes. Freeway Insurance is set to serve as the team's primary sponsor. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You know that expression, put a little spring in your step? Well, whoever said it must have been talking about GlideStep hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because with GlideStep, you get a pillow-like soft landing, then an explosive takeoff. It makes walking feel effortless. So springy, it's almost like you're floating. And speaking of effortless, have you tried hands-free Skechers slip-ins technology? Just step in and instantly your shoes are on. No bending down and no touching. Try GlideStep hands-free Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Remember when they used to ask,
What do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The NBA regular season tips off tonight with a pair of games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Defending champion Oklahoma City playing host to the Houston Rockets to start the season. Later tonight, the Lakers take on Golden State. Bucks will tip off their season tomorrow night at home against the Washington Wizards. Coach Doc Rivers on what the start of the NBA season means to him.
It's the start of a season, you know, of hope. And, you know, every year your team, it depends on the team you have, what that hope is and what that goal is and promise. And, you know, it's a grind. But I'm still at the place where I can't wait for it to start. I still have butterflies.
2025 Fall Classic is set. The Toronto Blue Jays beat Seattle 4-3 last night to wrap up the American League Championship Series. They'll take on the Dodgers in the World Series, starting with Game 1 on Friday night. Packers had the day off today and will start preparations tomorrow for their Sunday night matchup against the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public that Candlelight hikes, fall festivals, and other seasonal events will be held throughout late October and November at Wisconsin State Park System properties. More details when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
Welcome back. Fall is in full swing across Wisconsin's 307,000 acres of state parks, forest trails, and recreation areas, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is lighting up the season with candlelight hikes, fall festivals, pumpkin carving, and more. This year marks the 125th anniversary of the Wisconsin State Park System, a great time to remind everyone that these lands are year-round treasures. Events are happening throughout October and into November. Check the DNR's event calendars at dnr.wisconsin.gov for a full list of upcoming activities near you. Before you go, remember, park only in designated areas, wear bright or reflective clothing, and plan ahead. Parking and restrooms may be limited this time of year. And don't forget, most parks require a state park vehicle pass, which you can even check out from your local library. Folks interested in volunteering at any Wisconsin State Park System event this fall should visit the Volunteer Impact System webpage or contact the Friends group affiliated with your local state park or forest. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds on tap for your Wednesday and breezy northwest winds up around 25 miles per hour with highs topping out in the mid-40s. In the overnight, scattered clouds in upper 20s to near 30, mostly sunny Thursday near 50. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 46 degrees.
Once again, a lot of social media posts kind of firing up those in the ag industry. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Arlen Suderman joins us today with StoneX. And, you know, Arlen, I think you and I have had this conversation numerous times over the past couple of weeks of trying not to play on those headlines we see. But the ones today definitely has got those in the cattle industry fired up and comments. And that was the president talking about the cattle industry, and markets definitely saw a reaction to that today.
Yeah, there are two sets of headlines out today impacting the markets, and one I'm fully supportive of Trump on, and the other I'm saying, and what is he thinking? And the cattle comments are the latter, and I've been fielding a lot of questions from reporters on that. And basically, he's attacking the cattle farmer for not lowering prices and for being upset. I think he's reacting to the emotions he's feeling from the cattle industry for talking about increasing imports from Argentina. And that reaction is creating more problems. Now, first of all, when it comes to Argentina, Argentina doesn't have enough surplus beef to make much of a difference in the U.S. market. I don't should be worrying too much about that. And what they do have surplus for exporting, much of that goes to China, and China's going to try to bid that away from us if at all possible. So I don't think Argentina is a big threat. Now, if you take off the 50% tariffs from Brazil, that might be a totally different story. But his post today about how cattle ranchers need to lower the price for beef and that they're just experiencing good prices today because of his tariffs, that's pretty unfounded. First of all, we've had high cattle prices long before he applied tariffs because we have a tight supply of cattle. We've got the lowest number of cattle in the United States that we've had in 74 years. And demand, though, is very strong in the United States for beef. We've got a good product, and today's consumer wants protein in their diet. That's the current fad. And while the 50% tariffs on Brazilian beef are contributing to the higher prices in the United States, that's just a piece of the puzzle, and that is not the main cause. The main cause is the lower numbers and the strong demand that we have in the United States overall. Secretary Rawlins is expected to announce today a plan for increasing domestic production of cattle, and that certainly was another factor in the markets today, causing some of the speculative funds holding large, long positions to liquidate those positions or a portion of those positions. But I frankly don't know what she could announce that would be bearish for near-term supply cattle, because anything to increase the supply has to involve increasing the breeding herd. And there are many things that she can do, but most of them increase the demand for cattle and decrease the supply that's available in the near term in order to be slaughtered and probably add further to the near-term cost of beef. The other thing that I would add was that President Trump needs to take a class in economics. He seems to understand that when it comes to steel and aluminum tariffs, that you have to raise the domestic price of steel and aluminum in order to incentivize expansion of the steel and aluminum industry in the United States for national security reasons. But you can't cut the price of beef and expect to expand the production of beef. And that's where I think his economics lesson is in well order.
You know, and it's really rare to see, and this coming from a comment that was just shared with me on X, is it's really rare to see a president take credit for high food prices affecting consumers.
Well, it's not rare for President Trump to try to take credit for something, but you're right. He's been talking about needing to get the price of beef down to help pull inflation down, but at the same time, he's taking credit for high beef prices. So that's kind of a conflicting message.
So look at the other headline that everybody is talking about, and that's what's going to happen with China. Will there be a meeting next week? Will there not? As you had talked earlier to your folks in your email, was there's a huge meeting that's going on right now in China that might set the stage to how things may or may not go next week.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, Trump made headlines today with a story coming out that he's considering blocking exports or putting very high tariffs on the exports, in addition to his 100% additional tariffs that he promised for November 1, talking about blocking the sale of any worldwide products using U.S. software going to China. And that could include a number of different things, anywhere from our typical electronics that we think, even to jet engines type thing. That could be a significant hit on China. Why is he doing all this? He's reacting to the rare earth minerals and magnets ban, export ban by China, stated on October 9th. And so that's a big issue right now. Now, you mentioned the meetings going on this week. That's the fourth plenum meeting. That's a five-year planning meeting where the Chinese Communist Party sets their goals and objectives for the next 5 years, 2026 to 2030. But it's more than just a strategic planning retreat. It is the political event held every 5 years for the Communist Party of China. And so this is the event at which people lose leadership positions. If it feels like, if the party feels like they're not measuring up to the role they need, sometimes their role is changed, maybe to better fit where their skills are to try to meet those objectives or to make room for someone else to do what they don't feel, you know, the party doesn't feel like they're doing well enough. It can even include President Xi being replaced, although we don't see any signs of that. We think he's probably secure in his position, but that's not guaranteed. But we think he's pretty sound in that position at this point. But it also gives President Xi a good feel for the strengthening of his power base within China, because China's economy is facing significant problems. And so is his power base staying with him on this or not? And if he feels like it is not, then he may want a quick deal with Trump next week in order to ease the international problems so that he can focus on the domestic problems. But if he feels like his power base is solid, then he may simply tell President Trump, take a hike, we're not going to meet, because he feels like he's got the Trump card with his rare earth minerals export ban. That rare earth minerals and magnets ban essentially allows him to pick which economies in the world are able to be able to thrive by producing consumer goods and other products, as well as defense weapons to protect themselves, and which countries will not be able to produce and manufacture goods for their economy, and which will not be able to produce defense weapons to protect themselves. That's the trump card that China holds. So if he feels like his power base is secure, he may simply say, I'm going to sit on that trump card. I'll suffer the pain of what President Trump's going to do, because we think President Trump is only a short timer relative to how long he'll be around.
So one final question for you, Arlen, is government's not back in business yet. There's a chance they won't be in next week. What does that mean to November WASD and not having another report 2 months in a row?
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because we've never had a government shutdown result in the cancellation of back-to-back WASD reports. It's never happened before. The October report is essentially not going to happen. So what about the November? We think, well, that's still quite a ways away. But when you look at all the work that has to go into collecting data for the production estimates for that report, as well as accumulating the surveys, the farmer surveys, et cetera, that go into that report, and development of their balance sheets, we're quickly running out of time to put that November report together in time to be released on November 10th. So if we're at the first of next week and the government's still shut down, I think the odds are very high that we will at least see a delay of the November WASD report. And if it delays, the government stays closed much longer, we could actually see a cancellation of that November WASD report. I would anticipate, if that's the case, that they would plan on doing all of that work to update production estimates for the December WASD report, when USDA typically doesn't do anything on the production side. They just look at the demand side domestically. So I think they would probably make some changes for that. But that's pure speculation at this point, what WASD would do. I would hope that they wouldn't make us wait until January to update some of that critical data.
All right. Great comments today coming from Arlen Suderman. A quick reminder that commodity futures options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. That's the Wednesday market wrap up on the American Ag Network.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Local markets from Wednesday at Alcivia Durand, cash corn 363, December 368, January 366, new crop 26, 397. Cash beans 935, December 940, January 945, new crop 26, 961. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 373, November 373, December 378, January 391 and 3 quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 373, December 378, January 383. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368 and cash beans 949. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 368, new crop 26407, cash beans 940, new crop 26, 981. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 385, November 385, April 413, new crop 26, 411. Cash beans 959, November 970, April 1027, new crop 26 at 1010. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 370, and new crop 26 beans at 399. Cash beans 953, new crop 26, 990. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 225 to 240, Holstein fed cattle 200 to 220, market cows 115 to 164, bulls 157 to 199, calves 750 to 1830, beef steers 268 to 545, Holstein steers 208 to 505. Sheep markets, light lambs 230 and down, market lambs 240 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 185 and down, goat markets, does 185 and down, bucks 250 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, feeder lambs 200 to 340, fed lambs 185 to 220, ewes 90 to 120. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. In 2015, companies DuPont and Dow announced they were planning to merge before splitting into three separate companies. Dow, which handled material science, DuPont, that worked in specialty products, and Corteva, an ag company. 10 years later, Corteva is now looking to split. I'll have the details when we return. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job. Whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the Ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Last week, it was announced that the board of directors at Corteva Agrisciences has unanimously approved a plan to split into two independent publicly traded companies. One would house its crop protection business, and the other would house its seed business. The parent company says the move is designed to sharpen focus, unlock value, and allow each business to pursue its own capital and growth strategy. Under the current plan, Chuck Magro, the current CEO, will lead the seed company spinoff. Meanwhile, current chairman Greg Page will become the chair of the crop protection business. In its press release, Corteva explained, quote, "The seed and crop protection markets have evolved, and the opportunities ahead for both companies are diverging. This is the right time to act to stay ahead of the market. The separation will allow both businesses to maximize long-term value creation by focusing on their own priorities," end quote. The company also highlighted several expected benefits, saying they should see stronger strategic and operational focus tailored to each segment, distinct capital allocation flexibility, and credit rating options. And it should give both firms the ability to adapt more nimbly to market dynamics in seeds versus crop protection. For scale, Corteva projects in 2025 that their seed segment will represent about 56% of net sales, while crop protection makes up about 44%. The market reaction has been mixed. Shortly after the news, Corteva shares dropped sharply. Speculation and concern about disruption, synergies, and valuation drove that sell-off. However, some see more opportunity as these companies pursue their own distinct strategies. From a farmer's perspective, the immediate impacts are expected to be minimal. Corteva already runs seed and chemical operations somewhat independently. In time, however, we could see changes to pricing, bundling, rebate programs, or contract structures. I'll have more when we return.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
The breakup of Corteva into both a seed company and a crop protection company is expected to be final by the second half of 2026, pending regulatory approvals and final board sign-off. Company officials say the business will continue to function normally through the process, and farmers aren't likely to see any changes during the 2026 growing season. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Evening clouds then. Tonight, mostly clear, some frosty areas and a low close to 30. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. A high within a few degrees of 50. And more sunshine Friday, high in the mid-50s. Temps continue to climb into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 46 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on. been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong, that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. That little tattoo playing Peaky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, feel-
Go Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, me and my lady had our first big fight, so I drove around till I saw the neon lights of a corner bar, and it just seemed right, so I pulled up. Not a soul around but the old barkeep down at the inn looking half asleep. But he walked up and said, what'll it be? I said, the good stuff. He didn't reach around for the whiskey. He didn't pour me a beer. His blue eyes kind of went misty. He said, you can't find that here. Cause it's the first long kiss on a second date. Mama's all worried when you get home late. Dropping the ring in the spaghetti plate. Cause your hands are shaking so much. And it's the way that she looks with her eyes in her hair. Eating burnt suppers the whole first year and asking for seconds to keep her from tearing up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. He grabbed a carton of milk and he poured a glass. And I smiled and said, I'll have some of that. We sat there and talked as an hour passed like old friends. I saw a black and white picture and it caught my stare. It was a pretty girl with bouffant hair. He said, that's my bonnet. Taken about a year after we wed. He said, I spent 5 years in the bottle when the cancer took her from me. But I've been sober 3 years now. Cause the one thing stronger than the whiskey was the sight of her holding our baby girl. The way she adored that string of pearls I gave her the day that our youngest boy Earl married his high school love. And it's a new t-shirt saying I'm a grandpa. Been right there as our time got small and holding her hand when the good Lord called her up. Yeah, man, that's the good stuff. Said when you get home she'll start to cry. When she says I'm sorry, say so am I. And look into those eyes so deep in love and drank it up. Cause that's the good stuff. That's the good stuff.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-D-L-E. Tell me what in the world.
talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you, reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III, cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a wild you. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama.
Go Pepin Alma Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Store, you think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, all that might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
You smile.